From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. This is Alan Cairns saying hello to you. It's good to have you listening in to another edition of Let the Bible Speak. I hope the Lord is blessing these broadcasts to you and that you're enjoying our daily devotionals with our thought for the day. The devotional today is taken from Isaiah chapter 3 and verse 10. The subject is the security of saints. Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Discouragement is a major weapon in Satan's arsenal to oppose God's people and check their progress. Perhaps today finds you downhearted, feeling that your life and service have been in vain. You appear to labor to no effect. You seem to pray without obtaining an answer. Here's a word from God for you. Say to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. It is well with God's people. Let us rejoice today in that. Our guilt is gone. We are declared righteous, not because of our good works, but because of the righteousness of Christ imputed to us. We are fully accepted by God. We are united to Christ. Nothing can ever sever us from him. He keeps us. He subdues our iniquities. He rises for our defense against every foe. He hears our prayer. He meets our needs. These are objective truths, not mere wishful thoughts. When our circumstances appear to contradict these statements, let us trust in God. If sin is robbing us of the enjoyment of these truths, let us bring that sin to the blood and find restored fellowship with our Father, as 1 John 1, 7-9 promises. It is well with God's people, and it will be well with God's people. Our future is even brighter than our present. Soon we shall see the King in his beauty. Soon the very presence of sin will be removed from us. Soon all the pleasures of the Father's house will be ours. Then shall we eat the fruit of our doings. The devil tempts us to believe that it's vain to serve the Lord. He confuses us by pointing to the prosperity of the wicked. Let us not judge too quickly. Look at the final scene. Our reward is sure. We don't serve Christ in vain. We have the best of both worlds, salvation now and heaven to follow. Our thought for the day is from a great Scottish preacher, Robert Murray McShane. He said, "If it be sweet to be growing corn of the Lord here, how much better to be gathered into his barn."
Thank you.
It's good to have you with us today, and I hope that you've been enjoying the program. I hope also that you'll take advantage of the various resources that we try to make available to you here in Let the Bible Speak. They're yours free of charge if you simply let us know that you'd like to have them. Let me highlight four of them. First, for all who need help regarding the way of salvation and the first steps of the Christian life, we have my booklet, A New Beginning. Second, for those who wish to know more about the beliefs and stand of the Free Presbyterian Church, we have the booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Then we have our Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine, and finally, our monthly Let the Bible Speak tape or CD, a sort of a devotional and instructional magazine on tape or compact disc. Now here's something special. For some time, we have been studying the Law and the Ten Commandments here on Let the Bible Speak, and we're approaching the end of that series. As we do so, we're offering the book that I wrote as a result of the original messages. It's titled Chariots of God, and it's a 300-page in-depth study of the subject. If you've enjoyed the radio messages, then I'm sure you'll enjoy the book as well. While our stocks last, we're offering this book, Chariots of God, A Study of the Law of God, a book that retails for $15, we're offering it free of charge to those of you who request it. Now, if you'd like to receive any or all of these resources, you should write to us or call. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. And our toll-free telephone number for those who wish to call us is 866-877-LTBS. We look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah.
Having seen that the Ninth Commandment aims to protect the integrity of the judicial system, we now proceed to show that it goes much further, and indeed that it reaches into every relationship of life. Now let's hear the Word of God. But this Ninth Commandment goes a lot beyond the merely judicial. It reaches to every relationship of life. For example, it condemns lying. Our text says, "Thou shalt not bear false witness." The word false there has the idea of lying witness. You will remember that in Deuteronomy 5, the Ten Commandments are repeated. And there it says again, in Deuteronomy 5:20, "Thou shalt not bear false witness." But it's a different Hebrew word. There really isn't a world of difference in the meaning. But this one means vain or empty or baseless. There is what you're told. You must not bear lying witness. You must not bear vain or empty or baseless witness against your neighbor. So this condemns lying. But that raises a question. And I'm only going to touch it tonight. I had prepared to preach a long section on this. And then I've thought and prayed about this. And knowing the will of God and the leading of the Lord, I think I will have to leave a lot of this to some other occasion. If this were in print, that's something you could cover much more easily. But since you can only sit for so long, I'm going to cut down on the question and answer, what is lying? Because believe me, it's a lot fuller than most people imagine. But let me sum up. Lying is deliberately representing as true what we know and believe to be untrue. That's lying. When you represent something as truth, when you know it to be untruth, that's lying. Lying has in it the idea of willful deception. That's the Lord's own definition. In Psalm 101, verse 7, "He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight." And in many of these verses in the Psalms, there's a deliberate parallelism, so that the first line is actually expounded by the second line. What does the Lord mean? "He that worketh deceit shall not dwell in my house." He tells you what it means. "He who tells lies shall not tarry in my sight." So, lying is willful deception. We read in Isaiah 59, verse 13, what I think is a good summary definition of lying. It is uttering from the heart words of falsehood. Now the Word of God condemns that. Psalm 5 verse 6, "Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing." And that's an old-fashioned Anglo-Saxon word for lies. "Thou shalt destroy them that speak lies." Zechariah chapter 8 verse 16, "Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace within your gates. Let none of you imagine evil in your heart against his neighbor, and love no false oath. For all these are things that I hate, saith the Lord." Paul brings this to our attention again in Ephesians 4, verse 25, where he says, "Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another." In Colossians 3:9, he puts it bluntly, "Lie not one to another, seeing you've put off the old man with his deeds." The verse I quoted from Revelation 21, at the very end of Scripture, we are told, "All liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. This is the second death." So clearly then, the Ninth Commandment condemns lying. It also condemns slander. That's a form of lying. Proverbs 10 verse 18 says, "He that uttereth slander is a fool." It's a very interesting thing that the Greek word that we bring into English as devil, diabolos, is the word that is translated in Titus chapter 2 verse 3 as false accuser. It's written to the Christian women of the church. They must not be false accusers. False accusation, slander, is a diabolic work. It is that which emanates from Satan, for no lie is of the truth. The Word of God condemns slander. It condemns backbiting. Psalm 15 verse 3 tells us that this backbiting destroys fellowship with God. You will not ascend the hill of God if you're guilty of backbiting with your tongue. It's very interesting, the Hebrew word that is translated back to backbite means to spy. It has the idea of someone who is going around as a spy, or as one lexicon puts it, as an explorer. In Proverbs 23, we read of the backbiting tongue, and it's the tongue that trades in secrets. In the New Testament, the word backbiting simply is a word that's made up of two Greek words that means evil speaking. And it's very interesting to me that in Romans chapter 1, verse 30, backbiting and evil speaking is linked in the same verse with hating God, boasting, and inventing evil things. What a low, vicious habit. Yet it's so widespread even in the Church of Christ. I want you to see the picture that's being presented. This is describing people who are snoopers. You ever met them? Snoopers. People who love to spread secret information. Or people who love secretly to spread defaming stories. They're never happier than when they're unfolding something of somebody else's life to someone to whom it should be of no concern. Oh, at times in the church, they can make it sound very holy. But however holy they make it sound, they are abominable to God, and they're injurious to the health and the happiness and the holiness of the Church of Christ. You see, gossip has no place in God's church. The Bible is very clear about it. James chapter 4, verse 11. "Speak not evil one of another. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law." Now that's God's interpretation of gossip. Whether you can see why he interprets it that way or whether you can't, that's God's interpretation of gossip. You speak evil against your brother, God says you're speaking evil against my law. And you're judging my law. And if you're a judge of the law, then you're not a doer of the law. We are to be judged by the law. We are not to sit in judgment on the law. So he condemns backbiting. He condemns talebearing. The words are very plain. In Leviticus 19 verse 16, "Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people." And again, how true to life is the very wording of Scripture. The talebearer is not usually, I say not usually because I have come across one or two especially skillful sinners, and they are so skilled in the psychology of what they're doing that they can actually deviate a little from what I'm about to say. But for the most part, the talebearer is not satisfied
with just saying it once. But man, he's up and down among the people of God, and he's spreading his tail bearing as a cancer through the body. God says, do not go up and down among the people of God bearing tails. And I would say to you and to myself, beware of a scandalmonger. Be on your guard against that person who loves scandal. And however holy they may make their love of scandal sound, how often they come and say, now, you know, this is just as a matter of prayer. Liar. Liar. This is just a matter of prayer. But then they begin to regurgitate a whole filthy slew of lies or slanders or backbiting or tales or things that are of neither concern to them nor to you. Beware of a scandalmonger. Always walking around, whispering. If time permitted, talk to some of our Greek scholars. Go talk to Rhett or Mike Barrett or some of the Greek scholars, and they'll prove to you this. But if you know any Greek at all, go to your Greek New Testament. Have a look at the word that is translated whisperers. And just try to pronounce it, and you'll hear the hiss of the serpent in it. Whisperers. What a description. Those who are going around trading in bits of secret information and gossip. Now let me warn you, my friend. Let me warn you. That tale bearer may flatter you today, but he will flay you tomorrow. And remember the person that loves to talk to you about other people's secrets will love to talk to other people about your secrets. The Bible says where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. Where there is no tale bearer, the strife ceaseth. These are some of the things that the ninth commandment condemns. You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying, thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.